I'm in a much better place this morning, and I hope Damien sitting beside you there keeps his chin up and realises that today can be a good day, and today is a good day, that we're still fighting, that we're still making a difference, and making a difference to the victims. Be strong, brother, because the hurt and pain, we've been hurt enough. Just stay strong. The weekend has been a bit mental, I suppose, Michael, with different developments.
Do you believe that Paul Murphy wrote to the councillors in your name when he said that? And do members of Dignity for Patients believe that he was speaking on their behalf when he told the councillors that he was the chairperson of Dignity for Patients?
Well, as I said to you last week, Michael, I found it very hard to believe, firstly, that it actually happened, even though I was factually looking at it. When I factually looked at the email, I was the same way as Damien was. I was sick to the pit of my stomach. And I said, there is no way, no way would any victim ever be thinking like this. So all I can say now is, in my opinion, Mr. Murphy, shame on you, that's all I can say. But I'll give him kudos that he actually resigned and stays away. Surely he was a maverick operating the way he was. But the damage which he could have caused, the Dignity for Patients.
Well, I take it that councillors in Drogheda would have a lot of interest in what Dignity for Patients would have to say about this, and that Dignity for Patients would be very influential locally because of how the group is made up. And if the councillors were being told that Pat Cusick and other people who were assaulted by Michael Shine don't want this to happen, it would seem like a good argument to make to the councillors.
Absolutely. It's been a good week because we have highlighted this issue. We have made change. I am sure there's going to be more change coming. You're going to see, Michael, the votes will change. This will be rescinded. And it's about the bigger picture. As God bless Sir Adrian Riley sent in this morning. Adrian's not good physically at the moment, and she's very upset with all this carry-on, which was totally unbeknownst to her. And I just want to wish, on a personal basis, Adrian Riley. Mm. She's a phenomenal woman who has continued the mantle for Dignity for Patients and all the victims. Her ethos, her drive, is everything that Damien has beside you and myself. And I just hope that she doesn't be hurting at home, and that she can recuperate, knowing that Dignity for Patients is in a better place this morning because of her statement, because of what they said, because of what they advocate. What they do is huge.
And her statement was in no way ambiguous. It's very clear that she supports Damien and what the victims that Damien supports want, and that is for the councillors to rescind the freedom of Drogheda. Is that the way you feel, and do you believe that's the way all the members of Dignity for Patients would feel about this?
Absolutely. All, as we said last week, all victims of abuse, not just Dignity for Patients, not just the Christian Brothers groupings, all the hundreds of victims throughout this country would all be thinking the same way. And it's about time, even Adrian, as distressed as she was this morning in writing that statement, and that took an awful lot out of her, she announced that we have to dispel this concept of poor Joe or poor Tom or poor father this or poor doctor the other. Sure, look, it's time gone by. We have to deal with this issue. Get it out there, get it sorted, give closure to the victims, to every victim. There's no victim in the whole world, as someone said this morning, would have agreed with what that man wrote to them councillors. And it was totally out of order, totally maverick, totally underhand, and most hurtful to all the patients.
I had a private call with Adrienne, the CEO of Dignity for Patients, myself this morning. I don't want to betray her trust. It was a private conversation, but I'm sure Adrienne won't mind me saying that she is very upset at the letter that was sent by Paul Murphy on behalf of Dignity for Patients. Apparently, he resigned last week as soon as Dignity for Patients became aware of this. She wants to undo what she believes is the damage that may have been done by that and to make it clear that the position of Dignity for Patients is that they support Damien and the group in their campaign to have the freedom of Drogheda rescinded, and that she's going to make that known to councillors, and has thanked us, because this is an important thing, for talking about this as often, because some of the councillors have been telling us that it's upsetting victims when we talk about it. We haven't heard that directly from any victims, not from Adrienne, not from yourself, Pat, and certainly not from Damien. And we have asked for victims, if they are upset about this, to contact us. We are beginning to wonder if that's the case at all, or where that information came from. Damien, you want to come back because you've been listening to Pat there, and he.
I want to thank you very much, Pat. Like, you're saying all the right. You're saying you're saying everything right. Like, we're on the same page. All victims are on the same page. There's no victims that would block pathways to other victims. It just wouldn't happen. Okay. And one thing I want to say about the former chairperson, I want to challenge the former chairperson, and this is my own. Like, you gave your personal view as chairperson of Dignity for Patients. I want to give you my personal view as spokesperson for a group of victims. At the beginning of your email, I felt that you used victims for Dignity for Patients. You used them, you bigged yourself up saying what you've done for them. And then you basically dismantled our campaign. And I want to challenge you. And look, everybody, there's nobody that's a bad person. And if you made a mistake, if this was an error and you made a mistake, I want to ask you, we'll send you, and Adrienne will send you a copy of her letter that goes to the councillors. And it would be absolutely fantastic if you could follow up this week to the councillors. Follow up and apologise on behalf of us, on behalf of yourself, and reiterate what Adrienne has said. You were the chairman of Adrienne's group, Dignity for Patients, so you should be on the same page as Adrienne. So if you could reiterate what Adrienne is saying, and Adrienne is going to talk about the blame, that Brother Garvey has. He's blocking our pathways to justice. This is symbolic reparation. We've no other. We've tried. We've written to Brother Garvey. We've contacted him. I said a government minister wrote to him. Like, it's been going on for 5-6 years now, and we're just tired. And it'd be great if you could help us, Paul. You know, and I challenge you to do that. If you genuinely want to apologise to us, and want to apologise to the victims, and Adrienne, and Pat, and all the victims, and for the good of all the work that you've done before, and I'm sure you've done loads of great work. And if you really genuinely show remorse for that, I would ask you to write to the councillors in the same way, along the lines of what Adrienne is going to do.
Okay, we leave that to Paul Murphy to contemplate a message to me. He said he apologised for any distress he caused to anyone involved in the past few weeks, and he doesn't want to do anything now that might cause difficulty for Dignity for Patients, but you've sent your message loud and clear. Our time has run out, I'm sorry to say, but thank you indeed for joining us this morning.
Yeah, can I just say to the councillors out there, there's 9 councillors, Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, please support us, please, just come to us now.
Okay. Damien, thank you indeed.
Thank you.
Damien O'Farrell, who represents victims of childhood sexual abuse at the hands of Christian Brothers. And we're also speaking with Pat Cusack, whose evidence resulted in Michael Shine going to jail.
Call Michael now. 041-983-2000.
The Michael Reid Show, brought to you by Airgrid, managing and planning the national grid so that everyone has electricity when and where they need it.
When it comes to racecourses, there's nowhere quite like Bellewstown Races high on the hill of Crookafatha in County Meath. Don't miss our 2-day August festival on Tuesday evening 29th and Wednesday evening 30th of August. Great value ticket options available online now at bellewstownraces.ie. It's festival fun like it used to be at Bellewstown Races. Just 25 minutes from Dublin Airport. Exit at Junction 7 City North on the M1. See